Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 105, recorded on October 28th, 2012. I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have a couple of guests here. Today we have Opaque Mango.
What up?
Yay! So this is our second time to have him on the show.
Yes. And this is officially his episode, although we have another guest here in the studio who is filling in for Brent Copeland, who has a family of sick people at home, and so he's taking care of them. But say hello to Afro Monkey.
Hey guys, what's up?
So full of passion.
He's very chill today.
Yes.
Just chills me. Yes.
This is your second time on the show. The first one was kind of a wrap-up of Play on Con.
Yes.
And from the summertime. But you are here, and you are going to stay here, right?
You're not gonna, running away. I'm going to be here for the whole episode.
Not melting or turning awesome. Into vapor or anything?
Now, do you think you do more YouTube videos or more streaming? What is it that you do most of?
I do more streaming now. I used to do almost only YouTube, but I do almost all streaming now.
And what you do a lot of Minecraft streaming. What's your favorite stuff to stream on Minecraft?
To me, it's all about getting the people involved in it, so I do a lot of tech streams that way, because I'm dumb, and so I can bring them in and go, hey, I don't know how to make this, and they're actually smarter than me. They just don't realize that they can do this too.
Gotcha. And you are very interactive with your audience while you're doing stuff. I've been in your channel, and you'll see when I show up, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to have one of those channels that's got 200, 300, 400, 500 people in it all the time, just because that's awesome. But I like having the smaller channels.
Yeah,
it lets you get to know a lot of the people that much more.
Yeah,
true. So you do a lot of Tekkit, and we were talking a little before the show that we want to get into Tekkit and everything, and seeing how much you play and how well you do it. It's like we want to be. We want you to be our mentor.
I will do the best I can.
Word right?
Yeah, no, you used it right.
Yeah, that's, okay. That's the proper use for it.
Yep.
Cool.
So, you mentor, really? That's where you went?
Yeah. I mean, it's better than saying prostitute. That didn't even make sense.
Right? Look, if you just give me some Skittles, it'll be okay, and we'll talk about that later.
What's the old joke? We all know what we are. We're just negotiating the price.
Exactly.
Very, very true.
Nice.
Yes.
No, yeah, definitely. I'm the server I play on. I've got his ear, so we'll get you guys on there, and we'll have some fun with it. Because once you get started, it kind of depends on what you want to do. There's like the magical type element of it where you can trade some stuff in for other stuff, or there's the electrical version of it. You know, you can make different machines that make things run faster or things like that. So it just kind of depends on what you want to get into.
That's right. Very cool. I am still laughing at the icon that I saw for Tekkit. Have you seen what the icon is?
No.
It's like a creeper with a bunch of tools stuck up his butt.
I guess I hadn't really realized that. That's funny.
Yeah. So this is a terrible segue to get into the people that have sponsored the show.
Nice work.
But we do have some people who have kindly donated to help sponsor the show. And first we have High on Definition, who says,
Happy B-Day, Afro Monkey. Woo-hoo. Which dead worker is doing the spanking?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. We'll think about that for a while.
I've got sticks in my hand. Oh, wait.
Is today your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Today? Today this whole time birthday. You didn't say anything?
You know, you guys were playing Minecraft, and then we went to eat. And
Then
we went to Walmart, and it was kind of creepy. I didn't want to say it there.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It was kind of creepy at Walmart.
Well, cool. Well, here, I'll give you one of these. Happy birthday. There you go. All for you.
Yeah, let's never do that again.
So our next sponsorship is from Sweezes, who says, "Hello all, guess who's back? Smiley face."
Yay, Sweezes.
And then our last individual sponsor is Chromie, who says,
"Pineapples."
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I like Pineapple it. That's good. Yeah.
That sounds like Chromie.
It was in all caps, and it had 6 exclamation points as well.
That only sounded like 5 exclamation points, really.
Well, that's true. He didn't put enough oomph in there.
I'll give you another one of these if you want.
No, really. Okay. It's not necessary.
Okay.
So, by the way, you might want to turn up Paul's mic a little bit. So next, we have 3 server sponsors today. First off, we have thelordbones.com. Who sponsors us every week. We really appreciate it. Weekly Minecraft videos featuring The Power of Kings, Chapter 2, and Lucius for Halloween.
Nice.
I'm really...
Halloween maps. We need Halloween maps. Only 4 days away.
I know. Where are all the Halloween maps?
You know, Eric, we were supposed to be streaming some Halloween stuff yesterday, and we totally forgot.
Oh, wait. We were?
Yeah.
Did we make that plan Friday night?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did when I got back from night out on the town.
Yes.
That's right. I forget things late at night, I think.
When you've been out on the town?
Yeah.
Next, we've got The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net. They have a 2,500 square kilometer survival /RPG world with YouTube adventures and more. And lastly, we have creepercraft.us, and they say, "We want Bucket to update now, but until then, come and play 1.3.
Oh, okay. So Bucket still.
Yeah, yeah. So those are our sponsors, our server sponsors, and you can see them in the show notes and go to their servers and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That and us.
Not going to say anything? Good, good.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yay. So, Eric, you've got something down here. We did something this week.
Yeah, okay, so we played some MCTF2. This is not Captain Sparkle's map here. This is the, MCTF2.com has a bunch of public TF2 servers. They're basically remakes of all the maps. You have Two Fort, Harvest, Dust Bowl. There's a couple that I wasn't real sure what they were. But they're still cool. I just didn't recognize them. I think some of them are remakes of indie maps, like non-Valve maps.
It wasn't Sparkles, by the way. It was Seth Bling.
Oh, I said Cap Sparkles?
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got him on the brain somehow. I'm thinking about him.
Because that great video he did.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But yeah, it's not Seth's map. We still do really want to play that and do that. It's just that we didn't at the time even have a server up that we could use all together. So we're like, well, what can we do that's public? So we're looking around and people are like, dude, you need to check out mctf2.com. So we did, and I gotta say, it was really fun. and you know, unlike Seth Bling's map, this one uses a bunch of mods, but they're server-side mods.
Yeah.
So also, I was told that when you first log in, it asks you if you want to use the server-side texture pack, and I had no clue. I never even saw that happen. Maybe it was a text thing in the console, and I could have typed a command maybe. But anyway, so we played it vanilla, and you can watch all the stuff on our channel at youtube.com/deadworkersparty. And the unique thing about our video is that it has all the TF2 sound effects in it.
I didn't even catch it when I first was watching it. It wasn't until I started reading the comments when I went, oh, wait, yeah, he put the sounds in there.
Because I wanted it to sound real natural, you know, as if it's a real game. So,
yeah.
So check that out if you're curious to see what that would be like. And And people in the comments did think that that was part of the map, and they go and play, and it's like completely silent, right? And you're like, what? Where's all the sounds?
Well, I watched that earlier this week, and that was amazing. You playing the scout.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was spectacular.
The two fort one.
Yeah, that was like three captures, flawless victory. That was a fun one.
Yeah, I don't think anybody even hit you. I think you basically just beat.
I was like bang 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 bang, knocking on heads as I flew by.
Yeah,
you even killed the spy that was Eric Fullerton.
Oh, that's right. He came across the bridge. Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun with that, and I definitely would recommend that to other people. That was, I mean, but at the same time, like after we were done, we're like, wow, that kind of makes me want to play real TF2.
Yeah, it does.
But still, it's fun to kind of experiment with and see how it goes. And if, you know, and if real TF2 is too expensive for you.
Well, free to play. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So anyway, so next time we'll do some Seth Bling map and kind of so we can gauge the difference and still give it the same treatment and whatnot. So have you done any TF2 in Minecraft, Mango?
I didn't know that was even there until I saw your videos earlier this week. I actually saw a couple of them, and I was very confused. I was like, I didn't know they had those sound effects. I was one of those.
Yeah.
I was like, you get blown up, and there's the actual sound. I was like, what, really? Really? That's awesome! But no, I haven't played TF2 in so long. It's been several months at least. I've been Minecraft like crazy.
Yeah.
But I want to play it. I got to get in there and play it.
And there's some Halloween stuff in TF2 also, and I need to go check that out.
I did that.
Yeah, me and Eric played a little bit of that on Friday.
And
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's silly, too. It's like spinning the wheel and what's going to happen. It's weird.
And there's this guy that you have to kill, and nobody could figure out how to actually kill him.
Well, and also I've got my Halloween costume from last year that I can wear.
Oh, yeah, I was wearing my devil costume on the pyro. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. Maybe I'll play some of that tonight. That's a good idea.
We record it for the channel.
Yeah.
So, are you doing any Minecraft? Are you doing any Halloween stuff for this Halloween? Like, I guess you're streaming more than YouTube. So, are you streaming Halloween stuff?
No, actually, I haven't. I've just it's just normal stuff. I try not to do a whole lot of that stuff because it doesn't really bring in a whole lot of people, anyways.
Yeah.
I may dress up like I do the glasses and just do character stuff, but. Like I can't. It's hard to find maps with Tekkit, and everybody else does the regular Minecraft and all that stuff, anyways. So it's I don't know. Maybe I'll throw a bunch of pumpkins down later this week, and I'll make it a little Halloweeny.
That's true.
Get a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, get some bats like in a cage or something. I don't know.
I wish that Tekkit would update. I've not even seen the bats yet. I have to play 1.4. I've not even played it yet.
Oh, I see. All right.
They look awesome.
Yeah, the bats are cool, especially now they have sound effects.
I saw, what was it, Hat Films. I watched their video for 1.4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that sadness because you haven't played 1.4?
Well, no, I haven't played 1.4.
Wait, we did tonight.
We did, but we didn't do anything special with it. We played a map. We started a new adventure map tonight. Those videos should be coming out sometime this week.
I don't even know what the map is called.
It's called Mayan Adventure.
Mayan Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was really cool. Yeah. And the guys who made it, or girl, see, they contacted Brent, so I'm not real sure about it, but they made it and they gave it to us exclusively so that we could make a series before they release it, like on the Minecraft forum.
But so far, we've been having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. It's got a lot of really creative stuff. Also, I've been. I mean, I wish I could say I've been playing a lot of great games this week, but I've been only playing one game. I have been wedged up Guild Wars 2's butt so far. I cannot put it down. I made the level cap this week. The Halloween stuff they've put out is awesome. I spent all last night streaming, trying to do the Halloween jumping puzzle at the Mad King's Tower. You can go to our Twitch channel and watch that.
Yeah. And soon to be on YouTube on our channel, right?
Yeah, I'm going to put a video up of that a little bit. But oh my god, Guild Wars 2 is all I want to play right now. And I've got all these fantastic games to play, and all I want to do is play Guild Wars 2. So, there you have it.
Yep.
I'm in trouble. I'm fixated on a game. I figure I probably got about 2 more weeks of being totally fixated, and then I'll start branching out some more again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got about 2 days left before Assassin's Creed comes out, and then I will disappear for probably a week. Oh.
See, I still haven't played Revelations or Brotherhood, so I think I'm going to wait for a Christmas sale on that one.
I'm really far.
I pre-ordered it.
I'm behind. I haven't beat the first one.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I guess I could just skip ahead, right? It doesn't matter that bad.
I mean, I think this one, all the other ones, not the first one, but the next three, I think, two or three, they were all kind of part of the same storyline. So yeah. The first one was its own individual with, it kind of bleeds into the second one a little bit, but not much. I think the new one is, it jumped so far ahead, I doubt it's got much to do with the old stuff. It would be my guess.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
There you have it.
And Mr. Afro Monkey, what have you been playing this week? You've been fixated too.
Yes, I've been playing the War Z since the alpha began.
Mind Z, is that what you've been playing?
No, War Z.
Really?
Yeah.
DayZ, is that what you've been playing?
No. It's totally different than DayZ. You know?
Do you think
it's totally different?
Totally different. It's, you know.
Do you think there should be like a Minecraft recreation of War Z? Would that make any sense? I mean, not really, right? We got Mind Z. That's pretty much it.
No. I think if there was a Mind War Z, it would be different than Mind Z.
It would?
Little nuances.
Like yeah. Different bugs. Different things that don't work.
Well, the thing about War Z that I'm... Because I never played DayZ, so I don't have any... compare and contrast, but the thing that everybody who has played DayZ as compared to War Z has said that it's much more polished. It seems to be more accessible to the masses because there's stuff in DayZ that it you know, complex commands to do stuff. Apparently, there's like an animation for everything. Like to pick something up, it has to, you know, kneel down and do something, and I'm like, oh god, the more you describe it, the less I want to play it.
Wait, I just have one question then. Do you have to spend 3 hours finding your friends?
There is a little bit of searching for friends right now. They're supposed to add some basically ways to play with your friends. We don't know exactly how they're going to implement that. We don't know if it's going to be where you just drop in with your friends, but it hasn't been that bad. Usually, with the group of friends I play with, like Bitburner and High on Definition, Chris2K and Aleph Null.
Yep.
Yeah.
Usually, we can all find each other within 20 minutes.
Okay. So, yeah, on the other one, you spend like an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
Or all day, really.
Yeah. Running a car, yeah. And then you get to find them, and some idiot grabs every zombie in the town and...
Yeah,
and you die, and it gets angry.
That's how I feel. How Mind Z still is, right? I mean, Mind Z.
Yeah, yeah. It's when we played Mind Z, we literally spent an hour and a half trying to find each other,
mm-hmm. and using like F3 coordinates.
Yeah, we were cheating, and we couldn't find each other.
Really? Yeah, that's too bad too, because I like it.
But. And then you fell off that tower, and we all just started jumping.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You're a tower jumper.
Yeah. Ended it all.
But I like War Z so much that I'm helping Bitburner and all of them create a website about it.
Oh yeah. What's that?
WarZCentral.com.
Yep. War Z Central.
There's even talk of doing some podcasting.
Yes, yep. and we have some friends that we'd like to talk to about that.
Yeah, so that might be on the way.
Yeah. We're the friends, by the way.
Subtle.
Just in case I you were curious.
Yeah.
Nice.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I love how you just went right into the bumper and didn't even talk about it. I was like, wow, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Makes me want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, but I wanted to stop you from doing that.
Awesome.
So,
by the way,
meta for regular listeners, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, Wes is doing the sound effects today instead of Brent.
Yeah.
Who was doing it. And I started off doing them, and I passed it over to Brent. And without him, I think this is your very first time ever doing it, right, Wes?
It is. Yes, yep. Indeed.
So
you're doing a good job.
You'll hear a lot of weird sound effects.
Other than that creepy one.
That's creepy.
A little bit. That one's Halloween appropriate.
It is.
I like that one.
Indeed. Yes. So, first off, we've got 1.4.2, the pretty scary update. It's pretty, and it's scary. So, after more than 2 months of coding and 15 snapshots, the pretty scary update was officially released on Thursday, and there are a bunch of changes since 1.3, so we're probably not going to mention them all here, but the big ones, of course, are the bats, the witches, the withers, potatoes, carrots, and item frames.
Yep.
So, and we got carrots today while we were playing.
Yeah, yeah. And potatoes. Weren't there potatoes in the chest or something?
Oh, yeah, there were.
You said you found some baked potatoes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Baked potatoes.
Did they have sour cream on them?
No.
Were they baked?
No.
They were cooked. They were cooked potatoes.
Are they called baked or cooked?
They're probably just called cooked, but same difference.
Okay.
But the other thing was, like, now when you look at servers, you see the version number that the server is running.
Yeah.
You can hide the server IPs on your Minecraft game. So, like, when you're streaming, you don't have to worry about people seeing what your personal server IP is.
And then logging in and crashing it like Eric does to people's servers.
Exactly.
And I did that just today. I mean, not crashing other people's servers, but I hit our IPs because we're streaming. And what's cool about the feature is it's not just a blanketed feature that affects all of your servers, but yet you can do each individual server hidden or not hidden. I thought that was cool because no need to hide something that's public. And why not just give them... You know,
a little free advertising.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and then just hide all your private ones, but hide your privates. But, yeah, that's a cool feature. I really like that a lot.
And they also added some really cool commands. For instance, you can do /difficulty and change the difficulty now. You can do /weather and assign clear, rain, and thunder, and for how long.
Oh, okay.
There are some game rules you can add, like changing mob spawning and whether mobs can drop items and things like that. So there's all kinds of great stuff.
Sounds like you're setting up a server.
I know.
Yeah.
For single player.
So,
Which I guess makes sense that the server is built in, right, to the clients now, so.
Yep. The sound engine got changed. We heard some minecarts today that were really cool.
Yeah.
Climbing up
a ladder made weird sounds.
Yep. Portals have been improved. They've added adventure mode. They've got the improved breeding and a bunch of bugs fixed and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's huge.
And a lot of the zombies I killed today were testificate zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And the zombies were smarter, because the map we were playing, we could see a bunch of zombies walking around on this maze without walls, basically. And they would walk along these little catwalks very carefully, like all the zombies, and then finally make their way to us instead of like the old school would be like they just walk off the edge and fall off.
And in a lot of cases, they were doing a better job of walking around than you guys were.
Yes.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah. They were better at finding their way through the maze than we were.
Yeah. But yeah, what is your favorite thing about this update, Mango? Anything that's totally awesome?
I got to play it, but I want to use the item frames. I like decorating, so I like the frames are a cool idea to me.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
That's the big thing for me. That and the witches, and I don't know, what is the wither? Is that the three-headed thing?
Yes.
Yep.
I want to see that. That thing, it sounds terrifying.
It is. It's horrible.
We need to do it. So you have to do like a seance. It's like a ritual. And you summon him from skulls that you've taken from these wither skeletons in the Nether, and it's all creepy. And then he comes out, and then you kill him. But yeah, we need to do that. That'd be fun.
So he doesn't come to have tea and crumpets then?
Tea and crumpets?
He might.
Yeah, depends.
I thought that was part of the patch.
But he eats a lot because he's got three heads.
Yeah, you have to sweet talk him a little bit. Then he might be into tea and crumpets.
Yep.
If you can get two of the heads arguing, then the other head is just easy to figure.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want to go. So also, there's another Xbox skin pack. another Xbox skin pack. This time the proceeds are going to charity. So on top of skin pack 3, now there are a bunch of Halloween themed ones. It has 55 skins in it. It costs about $2, and all the purchases go to charities selected by Microsoft, Mojang, and 4J Studios. So that's some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And it's only available in the marketplace until November 26th.
Oh, limited time only.
I might get that just because it goes to charity.
Yeah, that's neat.
So, similarly, in Xbox news, Major Nelson's website has revealed that Minecraft has knocked Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 off the top spot on XBLA activity chart.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. So, considering there are over 4 million copies of the game sold on Xbox, that's really not very surprising that it would be up there. But beating Modern Warfare 3, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Still, because then there's still got to be more people in Modern Warfare 3 playing that than Minecraft still.
Yeah, it's kind
of... Here's a poll, and I know it's not a great poll, but out of this panel here, who here has bought Modern Warfare 3? One, Afro did. That's
it.
So one out of five people, right? Who here bought Minecraft?
On Xbox?
Just in general.
Well, yeah, but...
Because both games are for both platforms, so I think it'd be valid.
Yeah, that is a valid.
You know?
Well, if that's the case, I bought both. I just don't have Modern Warfare 3 anymore. I sold it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. GameStop.
So, and going down the line, we got Minecraft, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, FIFA Soccer 13, Call of Duty Black Ops, Borderlands 2, and then we get down into, like, Halo Reach, Battlefield 3, and Modern Warfare 2. So,
wow.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Okay, so the next thing, similarly with Xbox, Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition snagged a Golden Joystick Award. So the 2012 Golden Joystick Award under the downloadable category went to Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition. So Notch has had to buy another building for his awards.
Wow.
So
it's crazy. Golden Joystick Award. I have never even heard of the
You ever heard of Golden Joystick?
I don't think so.
Well, it's a poll, right?
Oh, it's not a ceremony.
It's a public poll kind of thing.
Okay.
Anybody can go and sign up and put in their votes for the Golden Joystick Awards.
Oh, gotcha.
For instance, and this kind of weirded me out, but it does have a huge base. The MMO winner on the Golden Joystick went to World of Tanks.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Is it because their community voted? See, that's like all those other vote to win things, like the podcast awards, the King of the Web, all that stuff. It's like, you know.
I know a little bit of that, but still, you can't just pull that out of your butt. I mean,
if you had enough butts, you could. You know? And these people here collect butts around the internet and say, vote for this person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. I'm just saying, I don't know what I'm saying. Let's move on is what I'm saying.
So additionally, you can make Minecraft skins now on your iOS device. There is a Minecraft Skin Studio created by 57 Digital. It now lets you create your skins and upload them to Minecraft.net.
Oh, nice.
So it's $1.99 on the iTunes store. So if you want to sit there on your commute and make yourself a new skin, you can.
Can you pull your skin from your regular Minecraft onto the iOS?
I'm assuming you can.
I would, I would think so. I mean, since it will upload it, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if, you know, the whole uploading thing is the big one. Because there were skin creators before, but I think all they did was just output like a PNG or something that you would have to then.
Yeah.
Do, you know, upload and all that.
Well, what I'd be curious about, and I'm not sure, if they had a, like, wardrobe, so you could have like 12 or 14 skins had made, and all you had to do was pick it and it would upload.
Oh, dude, that would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
Yeah.
So, and it does cool. Look like it's got, I mean, like if you go to it, it says create a skin, and then it says my skins, and then it says community skins. So conceivably
people can also design skins, upload them to the Skin Studio community, and then have them be available.
Oh, okay, yeah. Iron Man.
So that's pretty sweet.
This is pretty sweet.
Oh. It's $1.99 on the iTunes store.
See, that kind of makes me want to have like a different skin when we do different adventures. You know what I mean? Like if we did like a Egyptian one, right? It would be like us pharaohed out, right? Yeah. And just maybe Wild West or something. You know, like kind of fit the genre that we're doing.
Yeah.
You just want to wear spurs.
I do. I really want to wear spurs and chaps.
Where's the chips?
Chips. That's cool.
And then lastly, in the news today, we have creeper mugs.
Yay.
People throughout history have drunk blood from the skulls of their slain enemies. Really?
Wow. Really?
And now you can do the same, sort of. Firebox has released a creeper head mug suitable for drinking the beverage of your choice. It's available for pre-order, and it costs $21. And we will have a that's £12.99 in that place across the pond.
The UK?
Yeah, that place. So, and the only reason, keep in mind, Astragali writes these show notes, so that's why that price is in there.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good to have that.
So, yeah, and there'll be a link to that in the show notes, and so you two can drink coffee from the skull of a creeper.
That's pretty cool.
That looks awesome.
I wonder how much it costs in the Ukraine.
That's a really, really dumb question. Just, you know, just in case you're wondering. It's a terrible, terrible question. It's kind of cool. It's square. It doesn't have, like, the texture on it, but it does, like, the edge. Like, it's green with the creeper face on it, and then the edges are kind of faded so that, it, like, the edges of the mug, the square mug, look kind of faded, like, worn. It's pretty cool. $21 available for pre-order.
Yeah.
Also available for pre-order? What's books.
That? Books.
Yes.
Yes.
You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free month of Audible.
Yes.
And that gets you one credit towards a book of your choice. Plus, if you decide to stay subscribed, you'll get a credit every month and all your additional purchases will be 30% off. They have over 100,000 titles there, and you will help support the show if you go and get a book from Audible. And this is great stuff for traveling. If you're, you know, doing stuff in your car, man, books on tape are the best.
Yeah,
it's also really good for MMOs because I found myself like listening to a lot of podcasts. I haven't done this with an audiobook, but the amount of hours I'm putting into WoW right now, doing dailies and just doing PvP and stuff. I already take the music out of the game and just play something in the background of my own, podcasts or music. But, you know, you take an audiobook and listen to a book that's, say, 40 hours long. Listen to it a couple hours a day while you're doing your dailies or doing whatever it is that you're doing in an MMO. And I say MMO because the sound really doesn't matter in an MMO. It matters in a first-person game and in all these other games because it warns you of certain things. But in an MMO, let's be honest, it's pretty simple stuff, right? It's just kind of you're just kind of grinding.
I mean, you're just running around keys. Picking up poop, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like you're on automatic, you know. picking up poop. There's a lot of poop picking up quests.
Yeah. I've actually watched Brent streaming. I think it was Pandas.
Is it WoW? Yeah.
And he was on
a
mission.
Is there a poop quest in Pandas?
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tiny bag of poop is what you're picking up.
God,
that is great.
Cleaning.
No, there have been like people complaining about the poop quests in Warcraft. There's one where you go like it. This is in there's one in Outland.
I remember that one
where you have to go and like collect poop to get things out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's one in the Grizzly Hills where there's a bucket of fruit, and when you eat them, you find out, or there are these buckets of seeds or something like that. Well, you find out when you eat them that they're very important, and you're supposed to like not.
Are you supposed to go around and just poop?
And you have to go into the bathroom with the bucket and poop them back out, which means that you ate poop food already.
Gross! Crap!
It's terrible.
What is wrong with you, Blizzard?
Wow. I don't know. But yeah, now that we're talking about poop food, this is great for the Audible ad.
Yeah, you can listen to a book. And it takes your mind away from what it is that you're actually doing, which is picking up poop food and eating it and pooping it out.
Yeah.
So So check it out. Sign up for a trial and get a free book. It's a 30-day trial. Do it at audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Ow!
Yeah. That's how you do it.
So guess what I don't have here?
Oh, yes. We don't have that. I guess we'll have to do
it. I don't have
it.
A listener contributions bumper.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll have to do it manually. Hey, listener contributions.
Listener contributions.
Listener contributions.
Yay. Listener contributions.
Yay.
Yay.
So anybody want to read one of these? I've been talking a lot.
Afro, you want to do one? You want to do the first one?
You never shared the document with me.
Really?
Oh, no, this whole time?
That's terrible.
I've just been winging it.
Why didn't it? Okay, well, I'll go. Oh, why don't you share the document with him, and I'll...
What's your email? How do I get your email address? That's easy. Yeah. You do this first one, Wes.
So the first one is from the Jojoost. Jojoost. Do you guys feature more ideas and questions from people that have already been featured on the show before? Just a quick note, Astrogali responded to this and said, not intentionally. When going through the submissions, his screen isn't wide enough for the whole spreadsheet, so generally he doesn't look who submitted anything until he's already decided that it's going in. And evidently the Jojoost had submitted something for sightings previously, and he said, oh, and by the way, the one, or pardon me, he had submitted something for sightings, and he said, the one that you submitted, that was featured in a previous show. So that's the thing. If you bring up something like in sightings or in excavation station, and we've already done it, it won't end up in there.
Right.
And you might not even have heard the episode that it was in. So really, before you're going to submit anything to the show, I really recommend going to YouTube and watching every single one of the past episodes.
Nice.
There's only 104 of them.
Yeah, that's not too many.
Yeah. I mean, you can probably make it through it pretty quick.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So there you have it. But yeah, no, he does not pick the ones that go into the show notes based on who submitted them, unless it's his girlfriend. Then I suspect he probably is a little biased.
But he should be in that case.
Yes, and yes. No one can hold that against him. So, have we got the document shared?
Yep. All right, so you check your email and it should be there.
Why don't you go ahead and read the next one?
Okay, this next one comes from Kaiser Krenzel. Hey, Shafters, a strange problem has come up in one of my Minecraft SMP worlds. I was playing on creative/survival. I used TMI. What's that?
Too many items.
Oh, right, okay. When after I come back from a night of hunting creatures on survival to my half-completed fortress, to find that several trees had sprung up and deleted half of my builds. Simply, what happened? Any idea? Love the show and all your content.
Hmm.
That's really weird. It sounds like you've been griefed, but I mean, I guess if it's it's one of your S&P worlds, so I mean, if it's your private,
I mean, the only thing I can really think is that somehow you got corrupted. Your save file got corrupted.
Yeah.
And if it did, it might have tried to fill it in.
Try to re-render or something.
Yeah.
Like rebuild a chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there is a command that will basically return a chunk to the original state it came in by looking at the algorithm for how it was created. It looks at the seed and where it's located in it.
And then knows how to rebuild it.
Yeah.
Like a DNA strand, right?
Yeah.
That's true. So, yeah, that's a weird one. If anybody in the chat room knows the answer to that, let us know. We'll keep reading these. But if somebody says something that sounds halfway realistic, we'll say maybe that's the answer.
But we feel really bad about the loss of your stuff.
How did you think it was going to be?
I don't think that's what you thought it would be.
I thought it was going to be a wah, 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 wah. All I have is a picture of a trumpet. It seemed logical,
that's
right?
True. You don't know what it's going to play.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Or taps. I thought it maybe, you know,
yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe you thought it would be taps.
All right. So, do you have this stock up finally?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
All right. Do you want to read the next one from my serval?
Sure.
My swivel.
Hey, DWP. Recently, I've been playing League of Legends with you guys, and I decided to make a Minecraft map for it. You guys mentioned it on an episode, so I've done it.
Wow.
Excellent. Stream's down.
Oh, no. We lost the stream.
We lost the stream.
It's because I was going to talk, that's why.
Really?
it says it's still up, so maybe it'll just kind of come up by itself.
Yeah, it's back up now.
Oh, okay. So made a LOL map?
Yeah, that's and I crazy. Saw the tweet, and I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but evidently there is currently a LOL Minecraft map. So there you have it.
And he has a video to it. He has a link to a video.
And it will be in the show notes.
Wow. So when I go to that map, will I, you know, die constantly like I do in LOL?
And everybody on the server will call you a noob?
Yeah. And yell at me?
I'm going to say yes. Yes, that is exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's not. It surely can't be as bad as like Dota 2, though. Oh my god, going on Dota 2 is like just suffering in the name of wanting to play a game.
Well, I think Dota 2 is full of people that should know how to play. Right by then, it's like you haven't played all the previous things that have mounted to Dota 2.
Yeah. I mean,
it's brutal.
Why not? No, I haven't.
Our next one is from Rue17. Says, I remember winning one of the Brick Force codes for writing a poem to Astragali, and I would like to know whether you read the poem on the podcast or gave out the codes. I miss a bit of each episode whenever I fall asleep listening to your show, so I likely missed when you read it. Oh. Wow, that is like, I should have done the detective work on that before we got into the episode. I do not know. I'll check up on that.
You know, if you go back through and listen to every single episode.
That's true. That's true.
It won't you take very long at all. You should go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
It's only 104 of them out there.
That's actually probably not a bad idea.
Excavation Station.
So, our first one is from ScaryDude760. Actually, why don't we go with our guest first? Opaque, do you want to talk about anything that you want to see in the game?
The biggest thing with me is I want to see a little bit more inventory stuff. Like I want to say like inventory tweaks. It's in part of Tegget, and it just makes things easier to sort.
Yeah.
Changing the chest so you can have more. You don't have to have as much. You don't have to have as many chests to store a whole lot of items.
Yeah.
I got small. Small, you got like a single size chest would hold the amount of double chests. Something like that. So you could place them closer together or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Storage room to be able to get it, keep it from being a storage hall as opposed to a storage room.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can sort of see it. I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to fit like, 40 something pieces of 64 stacks of cobblestone in a real chest somewhere, though.
Yeah. You know,
it's got to be magical on some level.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's some sort of like a shrink ray happening. Like you put it in there and it gets shrunk.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Shrinking rays. We can do that.
So, I guess, yeah.
Ding.
Ding.
Nice.
Ding. Hooray. Hooray. Okay. Anything else?
I don't know. I think they've got a lot of the stuff. Like I put on here, NEI, something to help with crafting. Like when you're crafting something, if you don't know what you need to craft it, like an in-game recipe.
Okay.
I know y'all have talked about that before, but I really enjoy that.
Maybe if you built something already, like you can do something to pull it up.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I see. Like, that way it doesn't spoil anything for you.
Right. Because, you know, that's half the fun of crafting is learning how to craft. No, it's not. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I worry about is like, it is kind of funny when you're like, how do I make something? I don't remember. Like,
yeah.
I mean, every time I try to make shears, I'm like, which one? What is this? This one goes where? Wait, what? What is on the? No, it's the lighter. The
flint and steel.
Flint and steel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always like, okay, wait, does it go this way? I know the ingredients, and I know they go, you know.
When you guys are streaming, that is pretty much one of the funniest parts, is watching you guys trying to craft stuff.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say? Huh? Huh? What are you trying to say?
That it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
So, yeah.
I don't know, I think I play Tekken too much, so I've become... it's kind of how I'd like to see Minecraft go. It's already going that way. You have, what, Ender Chest in there now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of working its way towards that direction anyways. So, I'm just used to all that.
So, our next one is from ScaryDude766. He wants more realistic lightning. I think it would be awesome if lightning was more realistic. The higher up a building is, the more likely it is to be struck by lightning in a storm.
Cool.
I think it would add that extra sense of danger into the game and would be fun, too.
That sounds neat.
I kind of like it.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So I think we're in, Ding.
Yeah, I like that.
Sounds like we're in an airplane, doesn't it?
I know.
Like it's a sort of like
exits are this way and this way.
Yeah,
well,
like
you may know.
I keep expecting air mass to fall out of the ceiling.
You may now.
It sounds like you can't stand up now. Like you have to put your seatbelt on or something or whatever.
Please fasten your seatbelt and sit in your seats.
It's very calming.
So Sony, you want to read this next one?
I'll read it. Okay. Invisible dye for armor submitted by that Ferguson kid. We should be able to make invisible dye for armor, which would keep your player skin from being hidden. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, but then you might not know who, like, whether. See, one of the things about armor is you can tell, like, knowing what other people have on armor wise can help you.
Judge whether or not you want to club them upside the head.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What about just I call it a hard hat. The helmet.
Yeah.
That way you can still see the face, because otherwise it covers like half the face and you can never tell who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe you could come up with some kind of like...
better texture.
Glass-like, tinted glass. Like, you can see through it, but it's like tinted the color that it would be.
Yeah.
So, like, leather armor would be, like, brown-tinged glass, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, anything invisible in the game kind of seems breaking, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hacky.
You know, yeah, and unless it's a potion, that makes sense. It's like, yeah, you get to be invisible for 4 minutes or whatever it is because you made this potion or you found it or, yeah, congrats to you. But not, like, I wanted to start making invisible stuff, like invisible blocks, invisible armor, and invisible weapons, and... It's like, where does it stop, people?
Where will we end?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to...
I mean, already, like, you know, when the world bugs out and there's, like, an invisible chunk, that it's already... You have, like, part of the world now that's invisible.
I know.
And that sucks.
So, we deem this...
Yes, it is worthy. Yeah.
No invisible die armor, Ferguson kid.
Sorry.
So, Eric?
The next one, kidnapping... We need kidnapping in the game. That's it. That's all there is to it. We need to be able to kidnap people. So this comes from Omega 1218, who says, if you go to sleep in your bed, I don't know how this is starting out, with an Enderman. Hey, wait, if you go to sleep in your bed with an Enderman close by, I should keep reading, right? comma, there would be a small chance of waking up in a random location. Hey, that's kind of neat.
Because the Enderman took your bed and moved it.
But I mean, I don't think it should be it.
That's not necessarily kidnapping. Like when I think kidnapping, the Enderman's holding you hostage and telling your friends
that they need to pay so many diamonds. That's just trolling, which I'm all about.
Like he should be sending your fingers back to your friends, going, "If you want to see your friend alive, you're gonna give me 12 diamonds."
It just seems very unlikely that that would ever be a feature.
I just don't. No,
I guess we're just gonna have to wait for the mobster mod.
If you ever want to see your friend again, you'll bring me 6 diamonds
and 2 lapis
lazuli. Don't forget the lazuli. So you want to do this next one?
All right.
Paul?
I want a hawk.
Nice.
Submitted by Spinner100. I want a pet messenger hawk that can fly items to and from players. They would be able to fly around and find villages, temples. Maybe they can carry maps around with them or something.
passenger pigeons or hawks that can transmit messages.
But I can just get on chat and send them a message.
Yeah. But that's not realistic.
That's not realistic.
It's realistic enough for me.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, what's a practical application? Like, why would it be fun? Why would you want it? You know? You're right. With the chat built in, like...
Well, if you're going to have a hawk flying around with messages, then that hawk should be a killable thing that I can take out with my bow and arrow and ruin your day. Because that's the kind of person I am.
Yeah. Like... Nice. A little duck shot. What if it carried like avian flu or something?
Yeah, what if you got sick from it?
Now it's turning into Mind Z because of it.
Yeah.
Smack that one.
No, we don't like the hawks.
Okay.
No. So the next one is submitted by Trust Remix with a 3 for an E, of course. And this says NPC fortresses would be like NPC villages, but with a cobblestone or smooth stone wall around them with turrets and battlements. And there would be 3 new types of villagers: soldiers with an iron sword, archers with a bow, and the king who has a golden sword and only spawns in the palace. And zombie sieges would be larger against the NPC fortresses and would include skeletons, and if the zombies managed to break through the gate, the soldiers would try to protect the king, who would flee to the palace.
This is neat. How is this okay? This sounds like a cool mod or a cool mode, you know, of playing. But how does this compare to the thing that you guys play, that you and Rob Moran, you know what I'm talking about?
The Dwarves versus Zombies. Well, Dwarves versus Zombies. Dwarves versus Zombies, basically what you do is you build it's kind of like Werewolf, in that, you know, you start off with one bad guy who then tries to kill people, and the more people he kills, the more units he gets on his side.
Oh.
So it's more PvP, you know, kind of stuff. I do kind of like this.
I thought it had something to do with NPC villages or something. But
no.
Okay.
No.
So this is more NPCs becoming...
I think he wants castles in his landscape and was trying to think of cool ways to make it more interesting.
Right, okay.
There's a mod for that already with the castles.
Yeah.
Was it Kingdom or something? I'm trying to remember what it's called.
Paul Swartz Jr. had a series on that.
Sir Punchwood.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty cool mod, though.
That's really a good mod, but that gets really, really involved.
Hey, that Alice, Tales of Kingdom.
There you go.
Yeah, Tale of Kingdoms. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, and this one basically has like 3 different villager types: soldier, archer, and the king.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that, though.
I mean, I think there's some cool stuff there. I mean, I think basically maybe you could have some clumps of villages around a fortress. You know, maybe you get to a more populated area. But I'm not sure. Like, I still think that the whole desolate world aspect of Minecraft is one of the best things about it.
Yeah.
So if you happen to spawn next to some big, you know, castle with a bunch of villagers and kings and knights, and I don't know, it'd feel a little different. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So I give it an eh. What do you guys give it?
I'm with Mango. Somewhere in between and ding.
I say it's a good idea, but like you guys were saying, it's better to be a mod than it is an actual integral part of the game.
Yeah. I think I like pieces of it, not... It's nice finding the NPC villages, but how often do you stay in an NPC village? How often would you just take over an NPC fortress?
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean,
I usually just stay in an NPC village long enough to loot it, and then I
castle.
Kill everybody, loot everything, and
just
then move
take the,
on.
Yeah, you just take the castle. So we don't quite give it a thumbs up. We don't quite give it a thumbs down. So we'll give it a.
Yeah, I guess
that,
one of those.
Is that a good one?
A flatulent.
That's a good one.
It's a balloon. So, yeah.
Excellent.
You know, that kind of works.
Okay.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Yeah.
So. I just love how Eric just kind of flings his arms up in the air. It's like, oh. It's just,
I love that bumper. It's my fave.
Yeah, it's good. So the first one, we have a video, and this was submitted by Chromie, and it's a music video by Mystery Guitar Man that uses Minecraft sounds and note blocks to make it kind of a catchy tune.
Yep, yep. It's a short one, too. It's like under 2 minutes long. It's
All his stuff is short.
Yeah, that's true. So,
but I used to listen to his stuff, you know, all the time, so yeah. it was good. The next one is Bows and Stuff, and this was submitted by Lydia Winters.
That's cool.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Minecraft Chick submitted this one, and this is performed by It's All Minecraft and Aurelian, and it's a great little video animated by Nate Leonard, and it's a it's Both of Us by Taylor Swift and Bob and B.O.B.
It's a good video.
Yeah, and it's called Bows and Stuff. And it's excellent.
Good. Yeah, it's good. I liked it. Like, I didn't realize it was Aurelian singing, and then when I saw it in the credits, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can see that. You know, her high voice, and it's rap and sung by It's All Minecraft.
Yeah,
which he has a channel of a ton of songs and stuff that he sung, and that is really cool. Yeah, and animation's good.
Yeah, and a lot of times I feel like parody songs in general just tend to be like people grab the lyrics and then they just try to make it something as close. Most of them are kind of nonsensical,
yeah,
you know. And this one I thought worked. I thought it was everything about it just kind of clicked together, and I was a big fan of it. So yeah, go check this one out. Bows and Stuff.
Bows and Stuff.
Bows and Stuff. So next we've got a link, and this is to Slender's Forest, and this is an adventure map by Grigflzer. Grigger Filzer. Yeah, there's no vowels in there. I can't say that. My mouth requires vowels. And it uses command blocks to create an adventure map based on Slenderman. So you don't need mods. You do need Minecraft 1.4.2, but it's called Slender's Forest.
We got to do it. It's Halloween.
I bet it's sweet.
Films did one.
I bet Slender's a nice guy, don't you?
Yeah.
Misunderstood, but nice.
He's a little sweetheart.
Yeah, he just wants to give you a hug.
Yeah, he's just a little sweetie. Yeah, we need to play that. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I like it. No mods too, so it's all like command blocky or something.
Yeah. And then our last thing, we have a link, and this is a list of mods for 1.42 and 1.32, and this is from CatQueen5, who has an ongoing list of mods that have been updated for the latest version of Minecraft. And the list was started back at 1.3.2, and it's a good reference for those who want to find compatible mods for their server.
Yes.
So if you're running, you know, 1.4.2, you can find out what mods will work, you know.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
That's a good list to have. Yeah. Especially, like, one of the first things I always look at is, like, the camera updates. Like, we can't do a good adventure map without Camera Studio and single-player commands, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have, like, a couple that I have to have, and if I don't get them all, I just simply don't play that version until they're all out. And it sucks, but that's the way it is. But this is cool because you get to, I don't know, just get a big list and maybe try out stuff you haven't tried out yet, so.
Yep.
Pretty sweet. Speaking of things that are sweet.
What's sweet?
Candy.
I love candy.
And this Wednesday, you'll get a lot of candy if you start knocking on doors and demanding it.
I will. Because I get the mommy and daddy tax now.
Oh?
Yeah.
And what else?
When your kids go trick-or-treating, you get to tax them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. The taxing. And then, like, when it's, like, late at night and the kids went to sleep, or maybe they're not because they ate so much sugar, they're up and jumping all over the place, but the parents are tired and want to chill out, but it's still Halloween. What do? Sit down on the couch and watch a good horror movie.
So you can terrify them and they'll never go to sleep.
Yeah. A lot of good Halloween movies this year on Netflix especially. And if you haven't tried out Netflix, if you're in Sweden or there's another country Netflix just opened up to, but check it out. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and you can get a free month trial. And we're talking streaming movies and shows, and I'm sure a lot of people already know about Netflix, but if you haven't, if you want to try it out, it will help us out. And what are you looking at on Netflix?
Actually, this is Mango put something down here.
Oh, that's Mango's.
Yeah, I just watched the first two seasons of The Walking Dead on there.
Nice.
I finally watched it.
Did you? What'd you think?
I I thought it was good.
Did you read the comics at all?
No, but okay. My brother, who's sitting right next to me, has raised his hand in victory because we're going to probably have to do that now. So, yeah,
the comics.
But I've heard they're really good. Like when I was tweeting about that, I was watching it. So there was a bunch of people telling me that the comics, you have to read the comics, that they're just really good.
They are.
I've been told that I need to read the Walking Dead comics, like all of them, before I start watching the series.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're different beasties, and both are good on their own merits. For instance, all of season two in occurs in like two comic books.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I mean, like the stories that they dig into in the TV show are glimpses of what's going on in the comic book. But you know, as long as you recognize that they're different beasties created in different ways, I they're both excellent for their own merits. Yeah. But the comic book is truly an experience. I mean, it is. I think it actually tells the story better. But the story that they're telling on AMC is equally good.
Who published it?
Dark Horse?
I think so. I think okay. It is Dark Horse.
I think
Horse.
It was Dark Horse.
That's
so, cool.
So, yeah, I really recommend
it. My brother says it was Image.
Image yep, Comics. Okay.
So we're just
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Thanks for backing me up and being wrong.
I thought it was.
Well, hey, I'm just going by what he said.
Yeah, maybe he's throwing us like a curveball and we had it right.
Yeah.
There's no telling. I've been watching Bob's Burgers. Season one of Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's the cartoon.
I skip it.
It's hilarious. Oh, my God. It is the funniest thing. I love it. And it's got the guy, and I can't remember his name, but he did, he was the coach in Home Movies.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking
Benjamin,
about.
Benjamin, J. Benjamin something something.
I don't remember.
Oh, God. He's hilarious. And he did Dr. Katz. He was very active on Dr. Yeah. Katz. So, yeah, I really recommend. And it's got, what's her name? Who was the creepy girl on Flight of the Conchords?
I know what you're talking about. I don't know her name though.
She's the oldest. She's the daughter in it. The whole show is hilarious. And yeah, Bob's Burgers, Netflix.com/Dead Workers Party. Go get yourself a free trial and check it out. So well worth checking out.
Yeah. Bob's Burgers. Shout outs. So, shouting out to everybody in the chat room.
Yeah, we've had a good crowd today.
Thanks for staying so late.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're doing a little bit of a later show today, and we appreciate you joining us. Do you want to give any shout outs, Opaque?
Yeah, actually, I just put a bunch of links in the chat for Nerd and the Noob, which is my podcast.
Cool.
Mine and my brother's podcast.
Nerd and the Noob?
Yeah, we do comic book stuff. So Walking Dead is kind of right up that alley.
Sweet.
We'll be doing
that after this.
I'll have to check that out. I got back into comics now, like getting, you know, CBRs and stuff and putting on my iPad and getting back into like Deadpool and Punisher and stuff
The big thing for me is they're rebooting Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man is getting canceled.
Yep, I saw that.
And they're going to the Sensational Superior something like that Spider-Man.
I'm excited about that. I'm going to pick that up. Also, Deadpool, there's a new Deadpool in November. Looks awesome. Has some really good writers, some comedians and stuff, and it looks really good.
I actually finally found my local library used to have a comic section, but it was kind of weird. Like, it was mostly like very kid oriented stuff, and then I found where they put like the more serious stuff, and I checked out the Luther series, the Lex Luthor comic.
Oh yeah,
it was a sharp little story, and I was like, yeah,
nice, so, okay.
I'm kind of excited.
I like it is a new Green Lantern. He's Arabic, and the first comic. If you read comics at all, this was one of the ones so far that I've just probably the best one. The art was good. The story starts out with like 9/11 and all that stuff. It's a very, very harsh comic to start with, and it's just a really cool way they tell the story.
Well, cool. Nerd and the Noob. So that's on Twitter, twitter.com/nerdandthenoob.
Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. We do it live.
Ah, perfect. So. Cool. Well, that's awesome. And then, of course, also you can get Mango on twitch.com/or twitch.tv. Well, all of them are Opaque Mango, right?
Yeah, they're variations. Twitter is Opaque_Mango. Twitch is just Opaque Mango, and YouTube is Opaque Mango 85.
Okay.
So they're all little variations of themselves.
You sound very excited about that, yes. Too.
Well, it was forethought was not in my head when I started doing all this, and yeah. So I just grabbed what I could.
Yeah, that's true.
And if I knew then what I know now, things would be different.
But. Well, the thing is, like, as all of the current services that we use now die, and as you adopt new ones, you know, you'll be on the same track, and so will I. Like, I have some weird, you know, YouTube that's not Eric Fullerton. Anyway, so yeah, we'll all be good.
I got Afro Monkey tattooed on my back, so I'm pretty much going to stick with that.
Oh.
That's not going anywhere.
Is that like a tramp stamp or something?
No, it's across my shoulder.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Is it upside down?
I'm never telling you guys anything ever again.
Oh, awesome.
So yeah, go check out the show notes. Go check out some of the stuff that's going on our YouTube channel. We should have some new videos coming up this week. And and Opaque, it was great talking with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys. We need to get back together.
Yeah. Hook it up.
Oh, before we finish, got to plug warzcentral.com.
Okay.
Yep.
We're writing lots of good articles, putting a lot of resources for War Z fans out there.
Okay.
Yeah. War Z.
I might end up having to pick it up since all my friends are playing it.
We'll protect you, Wes.
I don't believe you. Last one of my friends that tried to protect me chased a bunch of Daisy zombies over to my treehouse.
Well,
high on definition, I'm talking to you.
That's right.
The great thing about it is, even when we die, we're still having fun.
And that's the way it should be.
And that's the important
thing. At least it should be fun when you die, not when I die. So, join us next week. Brent should be joining us again. If not, you know, we'll just lament his loss.
Yep.
Bye.
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 Bye. That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. You're in good hands.